You're listening to the 405 Exchange Podcast. My name is Ken Grandpierre, and today's episode is with Tank and the Bangas. I got to say this is the most fun I have ever had on the podcast, and I couldn't be happier that is with these lovely human beings. This marks their third appearance on the podcast, this time to discuss their new album, Green Balloon. It's an album that highlights the small joys of life while also reflecting on the experiences that we can all relate to. Just a small warning for our listeners, this episode is loud. There are times when there's loads of laughter and occurrences of people speaking over each other, but trust me when I say you're going to love this. These truly are some of the finest people on earth. This is the 405 Exchange with Tank and the Bangas. Enjoy. Why do they run away? Oh, so I'm happy to be sitting with some of my favorite people in the world, Tank and the Bangas.
Hey,
goody.
Yeah. So this, even though we've done talks before, this is the first time where I've been lucky enough to have all five of you on. So something that'd be helpful for people listening if we did like a bit of a roll call, so that way they can get familiar with your voices. So I guess we'll pretend for a second we're at school. Does everyone want to just say their name real quick?
Hi, I'm Norman.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Hey, what's going on, baby? It's Elba.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Tank.
The General.
The General.
Your boy, your cousin. Heartbreaking.
Yo, I'm Norman. Norman Spence.
What's up, y'all? This is Merle Burkett.
Hey, this is Albert.
Hey, you guys, this is Tank.
Hey, you guys, this is...
All right, what's happening, man? What's getting?
This is Josh, man.
The reason we're sat here is because you guys have released a really beautiful album, Green Balloon.
Thank you.
Of course, thank you.
You have no idea.
We released the album.
Like it?
Well, I mean...
What's your favorite song?
We're getting to that, so don't jump too ahead. But something that's really cool about this album and, like, the time it's come out in is that, like, you know... It sounds like a really obvious thing to say, but sometimes it feels like there's a big lack of positivity in the world and a lack of color. And you guys have always been great with putting music out there that feels really colorful, feels really lively. This album is definitely a good example of that. It's taking it to the next level. So my big first question to ask you guys is, what were you guys up to during release day? I mean, the album just came out on Friday. Do you remember what that day was like for you guys?
Yes.
Friday was amazing, yeah. Oh, wait,
the actual day.
We did Peaches.
Yeah.
So.
And we rehearsed.
We did Peaches and we rehearsed. We were getting ready, everything together. And then I actually have a story from that night.
I have a new story.
When it came out, I got an email that said, your iTunes pre-order has been fulfilled.
Oh,
and I freaked out,
I
started listening to it, and I had tears in my eyes listening to it.
He was crying.
It was incredible. It was an amazing feeling to have this tangible thing. You know, to have this tangible thing to touch.
I'm so happy!
Just a release.
This tangible thing that you guys worked so hard on. I mean,
that went from being in our minds to real, and to have the complete creative thing done, I was pretty overwhelmed.
True story. I usually don't find myself paying attention to, like, social media of certain artists, like, day to day. But on that day, I was, like, really keen to see what it would be like for you guys. Because the thing with the way people react to you is that you guys are very much a band of the people. People love you.
We're very normal.
And it was really cool seeing how much you were going out of your way to engage with people who are not just, like, listening to the album, but talking about how they're going to buy it after work, and people were really down with it. Like, what was it like seeing the reaction in real time like that? Because I feel like with you guys, it's very special.
It is.
It's really cool. Beautiful, man. Like, overwhelming, like, joy, just knowing that people care about something that you worked on and worked on for a long time. You know, it was a new experience for us. Honestly, I didn't know how it was going to be received because it's so different than the way we came in the past, but I'm like so floored at the response from some of these people, man. And even, you know, I don't like to always look at numbers and stuff, but those are great right now too for us. You know?
Big facts though. And like the first time I met you guys was about 2 years back when you played at our Brooklyn Bowl. The Tiny Desk had already come out and was doing what it was doing, but what was really cool is that like
there was this hunger for new music every time I came across you in between those 2 years, yet there was always this demand for you guys to play shows. Was it like hard to ever like pin down the time to actually make this album happen?
Or? Oh.
It happened in all different times. It happened in soundcheck, it happened after shows, before shows.
I like that I actually can see it on my Spotify playlist, to like see it on my saved songs. Instead of just listening to it in my car, in a folder that's, you know, because it was away from the public for so long. I like listening to it like that. And whenever someone says, I'm listening to Mr. Lion right now, I go and listen to Mr. Lion. Or anything they listen to, I say, because I'm like,
I'm listening to Lazy Days.
I want to listen to it the way they listening to it. You know, like, I want to experience it with them. So anytime somebody tells me that they're listening to something, I go and listen to it.
That's really wicked, man. I'm going to start asking about music in a bit, but before I do, I mean, I'm sat here with you in your label offices. That's why people are, like, all around us. And what you guys are in the middle of doing, in case people hear it, is that you're signing the vinyl of your album for people to, like, get in the mail.
Because we're a band of the people. I love how you put that. Yes. We're a band of the people. The people's band. Tank and the Bangas.
We are approachable as shit, like, for real, yo. People are always shocked, like, oh my gosh, you guys are so cool.
Yeah, we're people. We bleed and shit and stuff like that.
Well, before I jump into the music, I want to ask about this image that you guys have on your album cover. Because honestly, that is already such it's an beautiful. Iconic album cover.
Like, with big face in the bottom right hand.
You said
Norman's son, Little Norman. That's my son on that cover.
Is it?
Yeah, he's every time he sees it, he says, look at me.
So let me let you know. I'm in Chicago, driving around. And I see a little girl riding her bike.
You heard me?
With a huge green balloon attached to it.
Facts.
With a bunch of little boys behind her. And I'm thinking, that's the cover.
Facts.
I said, what else could it be?
God, it's so we already did you already have Green Balloon as the title?
Oh, yeah, Green Balloon.
It was the title from then.
It's been titled
for a minute. Happened, like,
for a year.
For a minute. She said for years.
For a minute.
So it's been there for a minute. I heard the story before, but I didn't know that.
That the title was already there?
Yo.
Oh, yeah. So to see that, I said, oh, we got to, so we knew obviously we couldn't get this little girl's permission. We don't know. We just drive on the street. So we have to go and recreate it. We recreated it in New Orleans with a bunch of our family members. Like, that's my little nephew right there, Jeremy. And that's Josh's nephew, Micah. That's Norman's son,
and
little
that's
Norman.
Albert's representative.
And this is a, Albert's representative.
So young, sweet little white boy. Very sweet.
And he played Albert.
That is really beautiful. So,
oh, an Empress. Shout out to Empress on the cover.
You did.
Empress. Nice.
And wasn't this the first shot of the... They kept trying to redo the shot and stuff, but this was the first picture
that
was taken.
Norman kept on running up to the camera ahead of everybody. Yeah. He kept saying, no, Norman, run behind the girl. Behind her. He kept going. He just kept taking off. So it was like... But I saw about a million pictures afterwards, but I'm like, this the one. Even though he all out of focus and all weird... I said, it's the one.
It adds so much of the joy to everything.
And
I
your
mean,
nephew's
just,
got the stick back like he's about to...
Right,
like
hold on.
Yeah, I told my nephew came to the shoot dressed... My nephew came to the shoot dressed all nice. I said, boy, take off that shirt and put this stick in your hand.
Button down.
This
slacks.
Is falling. This running around the
dress
street,
shoes, baby. Stacey Adams.
It's nothing you need to overthink at all.
Let me stop, man.
And look how cool they looking on the back.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
And he looks the coolest on the back as well. He does. He looks hard, man. Her nephew.
Let me tell you something. See this dude right here? Cole is the dude you're going to see on the album already.
Wow, he looks
right
like
he actually looks hot. He's sweating.
Right
he
there.
Looks like he's sweating.
Can't you tell by this? Can't you tell by the fur I'm sweating? Can't you tell by the fur?
So for cool people listening, we have it open now. We're like looking inside the sleeve. And yeah, right now you look
that's
like
the dopest picture I've
you guys
seen
all look like you're about to go on the Arsenio Hall show.
I that's what you're doing.
But this is like it's like the color popping with
made
you.
These pants
color like the color popping.
My face
and my line.
I can't leave him standing. Be standing in his pants.
So guys, I want to start asking you about the music. My favorite tune off the album, I'm sure it's one that's the favorite tune off everyone's.
Favorite tune.
Favorite tune.
Action. Which one? Which one?
Oh yeah, ready?
Yes.
It's Ants.
Come on, bro.
Nice. I'm glad.
I love
Ants. Is a vibe, dude.
It really is a vibe. And that's the thing. Like, the way I latched onto this song is a way that I feel like a lot of people did. And, you know, with following you guys for the last 2 years, and, like, something I love is that, like, for me, it was very typical like everyone else. Saw the Tiny Desk, then started seeing you guys live. Then went back and saw some of the stuff you guys had did years prior.
And realized we were here.
Yeah, exactly. But I think what's cool about a song like Ants is that to me it shows a band that's taking things to the next level creatively. I could tell that this was a song that you guys very much found yourselves inspired by just to make. And I would love to know if I'm too far off in thinking that. Like, what was it like for you guys making this one?
I think you're on, because we also found ourselves doing weird stuff too. Like, there's some, especially on my end, there's some like horn stuff in there that's like super cool and just weird. It's more like an effect and less notes.
It's almost like and a guitar pedal effect with horns.
Albert in the studio.
And the producer encouraged that.
Albert in the studio. Okay, give me another one. Okay, give me another one.
Yeah.
Okay, give me
and
another one.
And we kept layering that. There's okay, a part on there. One. There's a part in there that's like seven horns layered doing like a flurry, and it's like, the producer really encouraged that, Jack Splash. Yeah. Yeah. Like and we were in there, because he was talking that day. He was talking like, he was talking about space and parliament and all this stuff, and then Tank is inspired to write this song. And it came out that way, and then somebody, either you or Joe, started that riff.
You played the intro.
And then
you
started
the
intro.
And then
it like happened.
You started the intro. Incredible. Joe started the song.
It just happened.
And then did that change.
It was amazing.
Is it a vibe to play that song live?
Yeah.
Total vibe.
It feels like the
studio. People don't know about it yet.
It feels like the studio.
Does it?
Which was a lot of fun.
I know this might be spoiling for people, but just what part does it come in, like in the set list? Like, is it in the start, the middle, like near the end?
It's wherever.
It changes so far.
It could
land anywhere.
It could start the show. It could. You just don't understand.
We played that song on TV in Ireland.
Did you?
Yeah. Yes. We did the Tommy Tiernan show in Ireland, yeah. and we played it on, and it was a vibe. We had these like 70s outfits on,
yeah.
And we were like, and Danny had that wah pedal, because there's like guitar
like
on it.
Late '80s.
Yeah, we raided the costume
Cosby.
Department.
Yeah. Kind of Cosby show. Kind of, you know, vibrant sweaters and stuff, you know?
They had about to say, so much. Dude, I didn't know costume departments were supposed to be so detailed.
They had so many
It was
costumes.
Like the tightest, biggest, smallest thrift store ever.
Bruh. And you can't take none of it with you.
None of it.
That's not so
good. Like, it's
you can
and
wear
you still
it.
Can't
it
have
so and then we recorded Ants in a... Oh, ugly studio.
Studio was beautiful.
Studio falling apart. Beautiful. Old studio.
Like the ceiling just kind of
just like, ooh, it got a little old smell, too.
Yeah, it had a little tease to
it.
It
had a basement vibe.
And then, yes, and then you start playing.
You ever been to your grandma's house and you realize it smells like a grandmother's house with the plastic on the
You ever been to your grandmother's house?
Magic
goes.
Guess what? Magic.
Not Lysol in the house.
Felt amazing. Created such good vibes there, and it was old. Ray Charles had been there. Everybody had been there.
Wow.
It had it was we go again. First walking in there, of course. What's going on here?
Hold on,
but
what is this?
Beautiful.
What is this?
We'll go again.
Studio. That's how
the boys just playing.
These old ass.
And I just started writing out the blue, just writing everything. Wrote it really quickly, and I was listening to I was just going through my playlist. And I saw a song that said Empire Ants by the Gorillaz.
Oh, yeah.
That she
went,
never
listened
Dragon.
To. That's
and I just
the
yes.
Where do the ants go?
But had never heard the song.
I never even heard the song before.
That song's incredible, though.
It is that's incredible.
Cool. It was in my playlist.
The whole transition in it, bro. I'm like, yeah.
That's
and then it became a hook. So, shout out to Gorillaz, wherever you at.
Gorillaz.
Y'all inspired me.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yo, hopefully someday in the future, Tanks Gorillaz collab.
That'd be a dope collab.
All four of you.
You have no idea that kind of collab that would be.
Boom.
So,
come holler at us.
I'm sorry.
Come holler at us.
So, next I want to ask about Nice Things, because I feel like this is a song is a prime example of what I love about your band. I feel like what you experience here is that the songwriting is so relatable, yet it's mixed in with this element of fun. I think what like Tank of the Bangas has always done is that you guys take real life experiences and you talk about them, but you don't let that stop you from having an element of color and fun and like carefree attitude. Like, you allow people to still feel joyous while thinking about real things. And I feel going into it that Nice Things is a big example of that. So what was it like to make a song like this? Because this is another one I would say is quite different than stuff that you've done before.
Mm-hmm. They did something that we don't ever do, which is sit us in a room with someone that makes beats.
Oh.
We don't ever do that because we are beat makers.
So
we go in this room with Louis Elastic. And
dope guy.
And he just starts spewing out a bunch of beats. And I'm like, oh, next. Wasn't even concerned about hurting feelings. Next. You know, and then, but this one come on, and it's an easy write. Just wrote to it instantly,
good.
You know what I'm saying? Because it felt so good, and it was nothing to write to. All the boys added a line to the song.
Yeah.
It was so cool. It was fun. And we never would have thought
And that's a vocal line. That's the one that
we
do
on Jimmy Fallon. We never, you could not have told us that. What? That we're going to do this song on Jimmy Fallon.
I did.
We wouldn't have known.
Well, that was the thing I was going to bring up next, because something that's really great about album campaigns and when you're touring around is that you get to have a collection of moments. And what's amazing is that the album only just came out on Friday. Yet within this like era of where the band is now, you've already had such a beautiful moment with that Jimmy Fallon performance. And guys, like, I mean, what it was for me, like, I woke up on a Saturday, the Saturday of whatever week it came out in, and I started my morning with it, and I was just like, man. Fuck. Like, this is...
I didn't know we could curse on this show.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, boy, awesome. He told me.
But I was just like, man, this set the tone for my day. I hope it sets the tone for, like, the week following. Like, that was beautiful because, honestly, that's watching dope. That performance, it's thank not you. Just the song. It's like, I could tell the feeling was there. Just like, tell me, what was it like for you to do that? Because, and would you agree? I mean, that's a moment.
I'm gonna tell you this.
It became our moment when she started the poem. When I heard the poem, it was like, this is definitely a Tank and a Banger vibe, because literally it wouldn't be us if we couldn't incorporate something that doesn't make us feel
like some money hungry people.
Like a machine. The core of who she is. She's a poet first.
At the end of the day, she always been a poet. Ain't been a rapper, a singer, nothing like that. Always been really good writing lyricist, like poetry. So it's like, if we can't showcase this for the world to see who she is, they ain't gonna see it in just a song.
Right.
They can hear it and they can think about it. They have an idea, but they ain't gonna know until they hear what she could do with these words, and not like rapping, just poetry.
I'm so glad we're talking about this because that's what it was. It was a cultural moment.
I'm happy that you.
I agree with that.
That you even thought of that, you know, to make sure that was included in there.
Because
I was thinking, dang, how are we gonna include that? And then he was like, you gotta do DM Pretty. Being pretty right before it. And I was like, okay.
I mean, people always toss around like that hashtag, like Black Excellence. But what I thought was really beautiful in that moment is that it showcases how that Black art, it's not something that's just only a Black thing, but it's art that can highlight everything.
Yes.
And like within that moment, you know, in regards to you as well, mate, like especially seeing how you were going with
Elfin
the news.
Is our light skinned.
I don't know.
Just to make sure our feels included, it's like seeing the way you were swaying back and forth. And just
yeah, there's anything white people need, it's to be felt included.
Ah!
No, a real dearth of white inclusion in the country.
Aren't you happy about that?
Albert, I love your comedy.
That boy said, yeah.
Your sarcasm is
great. We'll love to put
boy. For me and just bringing all that
up. This is about to,
But me and just bringing all that up, it just kind of makes me feel like, wow, man. Like, yeah, people say Black excellence all the time, but here's a showcasing of that could show that you can be in the moment, you can be losing yourself to it, and you could still be in the real world. It's not something that's just fantasy. Like, life could be a beautiful thing. So it's good to have artists like you guys that can remind us about that. Because something as like a music fan, just as a person, I think it's more noble than not to forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was big. You guys did a big thing, man.
It was fun.
I didn't think it was going to come so quickly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that it was...
I'm sorry. I haven't had one of those in a while. It was perfect.
Because all he do is say, that's what she said. He said it all the time.
But it's true.
But going back to the important stuff.
Right. Getting back off of that. Madam.
I was about to say something.
You were about to say something. Yeah. You know something that sounded really good.
About what?
It was so good.
About the foul performance. He kind of stepped on
it. Oh, it came so fast.
It came so fast.
I thought that in my mind, when I'm on Jimmy Fallon, it's going to be like Kendrick Lamar. It's going to be like crazy lights and a deep poem about Trump. And, you know, like, you know, like the world, you know, like, I'm like, yeah, it's about to go hard. Man's about to drop them nuts on his house. But later, Alec, I didn't know I was going to do that. I'm like, what? But, and I asked Josh about it, you know, and I was like, what you think about us doing such, you know, like a little light, little, even a bit of a materialistic song on a platform such as this, you know, like, who thought that we would have been doing like that on this? And he just answered me in an answer that was really simple. He was like, I think it's perfect for where we are right now, you know, and sharing this song, and it's doing well. This is the song that's doing well right now, and it's literally seizing the moment.
Exactly.
Oh, and I was like, okay.
I think the word I would look for is like pervasive. There's something pervasive about it within that. I think I brought the element of black excellence because within that space, anytime black art and black people and black music can shine in a space like that, it's a special thing, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You feel like if they could do it, you can do it. Just like when I see Tierra Whack or Lizzo or No Name on these big shows, yeah, or Anderson. Big Frida, you know, yeah. Anderson. When Anderson first did BET, and he got up there and said, yo. How y'all done? Well, that's my way. I said, I could do that. It was actually hearing
I from him how he felt when we talked about it one time. He said, hell yeah, I was nervous, man. You know what I did? I was like, fuck it.
that's a direct quote.
That is literally what he
said. I like your Anderson voice.
That was my Anderson voice, man. That was my main question. Were you nervous? You know?
Were you nervous? He was like, hell
yeah. Failing.
I have a handful more questions for you guys, and this next one is probably going to cause the most in talking amongst you guys.
Awesome. We love it.
But, you know, usually people always ask, like, what's your favorite song? But I feel like with you guys, it's going to be more interesting to ask that because you get to talk amongst each other about it. So I give it to you guys, to the four of you. There was five, but I guess you went to the bathroom. but to the four of you here, like, what would you say is to become your favorite song of the album?
I got to find it.
What's going to become my favorite song?
What has grown to become your favorite song off the album?
Lately I've been influenced. Because this song I didn't even want to listen to. But now I've been listening to Mr. Lion a lot. Because people have been listening to it so much. So it made me take a deeper look into it. Because men have been telling me that they've been crying. So I've been listening to it just a little bit more.
Are you serious?
There's no in and outs. No shortcut routes. To love.
If that don't
big facts though.
Yes, I'd say mine is Colors Change. I say some other things sometimes, but truly Colors Change is one of my favorite tracks because the intro to me, the whole beginning part, it's not an intro, the whole beginning part sounds like it's like mini Riperton but with like sub bass
and love synth
that. And then when it gets to that poem spoke to me on a highly personal level at that time, still does, because it's about being the same person, but then being different in relationships to me. And there's a lot of things you can take from it, but I felt like Tank was speaking directly to me when we were making that. And I get goosebumps every time I listen to that song and that poem.
I have to also say Color Change is one of my favorites, for sure. My absolute favorite, though.
Yeah.
I don't have an absolute favorite. Sorry.
Look.
But Hot Air Balloons is big in my... It's just so groovy. It makes me wish I had a convertible. I want to take the roof off of my Nissan Rogue. You know what I mean?
And let the wind just blow through your hair.
Let the hair that I have left just flow in the wind. You know what I mean? My beard. Whatever.
Beards. Got you.
That's a big
problem. I'm going to tell you this, man. Lazy Days is like my joint. I'm going to keep saying that from like... Yo, I heard when it was being born, I like walked in the operating room while the baby was coming out, like the head was there, but there wasn't no body.
Yo, it was a tragedy, actually.
So, to be honest, I was late for what was a writing session, a moment that they was having at Loyola or Tulane.
Loyola.
And I walked in on this actual moment when I was hearing my brother play these chords, and I was like, and I actually started running to the first mic I saw, which was the mic by the piano. So while he's playing piano and recording, I'm all in the mic. And it was like, what are you doing? I'm like, this is the beat I hear. And it was more than one. They have brought us goodies.
Candy is just here in the room.
Thank you.
Three Reese's down there. Just three small Reese's cups.
They're not that small. But they're not. They're right there.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. That's a slide. That was a toss.
So one more.
So my favorite song on the album is Forgetfulness. Forgetfulness. Because the piano riff in it is amazing. And it's very hard for me to play.
Nice pat on the back.
It's not a pat. It's a pat on his brother's back. Joe Johnson,
yeah. The genius.
Yeah, same dude I was just talking about, that the Lazy Days joint.
Yeah.
It's him. He played that one, too. Shout out to my brother,
an
man.
Astounding.
Very, very, very cool. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Unbelievable
position. That's why my favorite track on the record is Lazy Days. And I also like,
I'm gonna. wait,
I didn't know we had a track. My favorite track on the album is Spaceships.
Boy, you liar. That's what's up.
Merle, what is your favorite
Rob Glasper?
Don't Grow Magic.
Don't Grow Magic.
My favorite
track.
When we did it in the studio,
that's really forgiveness.
He wasn't there. He wasn't a part of it at all. But it was hearing what was coming from it emulated Robert Glasper all into my soul. That's so crazy. It was like a year away from the album, or like a year and a half, and we hadn't tried to contact him or anything like that. But it was like, you know what needs to happen? We need to get Robert Glasper on this track, and it's gonna be amazing.
And we was looking at him like, it's not really gonna happen.
They look constant buku people like this. All right. Anyway. And we actually made that happen, man. It was really dope. Shout out to our managers sitting here being quiet. But like they made it happen. It was amazing.
That's sick, man. I know I mentioned Ants, but another song of mine that I really loved was A Happy Town, because I love
Sesame Street.
That's a cool song. Yo, I gotta say this out loud. Shout out to Albert for making that beat.
Yo, you made it. That was a very dope beat.
So, can I tell a story?
Okay.
Yeah, I love how this song came about.
Me too.
We had just gotten back from Amsterdam. We moved to London in 2015 for 3 months, and we took a trip to Amsterdam, and we came back, and Tank was so inspired by the way the bells dinged on the streets from the bikes, and the way the swans swam in the canals, and how the flowers bloomed along the canals, that she came up with this melody. She hummed on a voice recorder, and she sent it to me, and she was like, I kind of hear like really, really cute things going on. And so I stayed up all night one night with the laptop and the laptop keyboard, and I made this beat that went from this like modern, kind of like trap R&B feel into this cutesy pizzicato and glockenspiel like Sesame Street or Tin Pan Alley kind of like orchestrated thing. And then Tank was like, oh yeah, that's exactly how I heard it. And then, so we had like a composition. We had a composition, and then it was several years, and we got Pell to do a verse, because we were on Pell in London heavy, and Pell did a verse and we made it, and then over years. And then there was a crucial rearrangement that Josh did. Josh cut up a section. We originally had it where the pizzicato stuff came back in at the end of the song. But then we were by Mark Batson's house. He's a really great producer. And
what's that, Mark?
And when we were in his studio, and he makes it, Josh makes his new arrangement. He's like, we'll take it from the end and just have it come back sooner. And then at the end, it can be a whole different, like, third section, and then it can ride out. And it was like, oh, man, that's it. So then we did that, and then there was more production that, like,
you're getting into musician talk.
Nah, he's almost done.
And if that's the end, that's the end. And then it became what it is, and I'm like, this is like...
I was like, we updated the music.
And
people do love that, though.
And I wanted my sister to see Amsterdam, because it was so amazing and beautiful. And then I got her a ticket to come out there and experience it. And then she came home and recorded the song with me.
And she did back.
Fun fact, her sister in the studio is the most hilarious thing I've ever seen.
Is it? Why?
Because them two together in the studio do not
I'm
pay
like
any
the
attention.
Oldest sister.
They will spend money in the studio. They will lose it. Yes. It is like, can we start recording the part? And they'd be like, girl, remember when? And it'd be all this on the track before we start.
But it gets you in the vibe.
But yo, look, the truth is, it got them, like, them together in the studio brought her where she needed to be, Shonda, her sister. So that when she actually did get on the track, she had this confidence. And by the end of the song, she had a whole nother level of confidence on the track. You could hear it. She started coming out and everything.
The joint really just not so hard, yo. I don't even wear a bra or weave, but I want to.
Bruh.
It's like, I'm joking.
What? That is like the girl anthem.
It is.
Chill out, take your weave off.
Take your bra off, your weave off, relax, take your lashes off.
First of all, nobody knows how I feel at the end of the night.
I can see bitches taking off the dollars. I'm taking off the dollars.
Okay? To take off a bra at the end of the night is like taking off handcuffs on your titties.
Okay. I just see women bouncing.
That's something we won't know about,
fellas.
It is a freedom.
I never knew they were under arrest.
Wow.
They under arrest. They under arrest. Put your hands behind your neck and move your breasts. It go. That's a song, y'all.
That's a real
song. Yes,
look. I'm about to say right now.
Yeah, that's a real song, y'all. That's New Orleans.
So we made it to like the last question.
Thanks. We have.
Yes, we have. We're getting to it. We're about to ask it.
Go,
thanks again for your time, guys. I'm glad I got to connect with you again. I mean, I'll be seeing you guys again next month when you play at Prospect Park. It's beautiful there. I can't wait to see you guys perform there. It's gonna be amazing.
We love being.
It's gonna be very green. I hope.
Yeah.
Ken, you asked the best questions.
Cool guy.
Oh, thanks, man. I really appreciate
Ken,
it.
Ken, did you say your favorite song? You did.
I did. Yeah. Yes. Ants and Happy Town. Ants and Happy Town.
I'm gonna tell you one more.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm gonna tell you one more.
What you think about I Don't Get High?
That's not Ken's life.
I fucks with it. Well, the next part, the question, it ties to that, though. Because, like, what I was going to bring up, see, bringing it back around. What I was going to say is that, you know, it's really cool that in 2019, a band, like, musicians of any kind, but that a band could get together and make an album that really is a journey. And I think what's so cool is that, yeah, obviously their singles, obviously their songs get promoted more, but you guys really made a body of work that rewards the listener that sticks through it. It's an album that you really have to listen to.
Yeah, man.
Hey, yo,
thank you. Yeah, man.
Thank
you.
Absolutely. So
we wanted to tell a story. That's all.
So I know it's still pretty early, especially because the album literally just came out, but you've spent so much time just making it. But, I mean, I want to hear you guys do this more to talk amongst each other and to talk to me. But what does the album mean to you? Like, what does Green Balloon mean to you as the people who made it?
Ha. It's like growth, man. It's like growth from the beginning when we did Think Tank. It was it's almost like an evolution of that, man. It's almost like she says it like from 12 to 16, but it's like that. It's like being a kid and then growing to a teenager to a young adult. To me, it's like listening to all the emotions and stuff that you feel throughout that entire span of teenagehood, you know what I'm saying? All the weird things that you get into with your friends or your thoughts on life, like your thoughts about money and everything else, and girls or boys, whoever you are, you know? I'm saying, for real. It's like a little bit of everything, man. But most of all, to me, it was like growth and change.
You'd be scared. You'd be scared that people get stuck in the image of who they think you are and that they won't receive who you are now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, Green is definitely about the growth, you know, of who we are now. People be stuck on one part of the album so long because, of course, Think Tank been out for years and they've been listening to it constantly. But those that know us and know us very well, which is probably only each other to know us the most well, will have no problem with none of the songs because they know that we grew together and we was on almost every part of this journey together. So I was scared, anxious.
It's like listening to Tank. It's like listening to Tank do Dope Girl Magic, man. That track 3.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just straight her flowing. Red car.
I said, I don't want that on there. No, take that down. Oh, and they went, no, we love that one.
I was going to say, it's one of the standouts. That's crazy.
Yes, it is like one of the dopest joints we
man,
ever did.
Man, everyone, take it off. It's vulgar.
But
shout out to Zaytoven because it was
I'm so
you said
Carl
Red like a tampon, bro.
Nasty, bro.
That's gross. That's a brother's line now.
That's nasty.
But that is gross, dog.
No, facts.
I'm so glad
every
it's
time
on
I
here.
Hear it, I say, ew.
Because we got to make an album, and Tank got to use lyrics that, in a real way, are very, very, they speak very highly of old-fashioned songwriting, because a lot of old-fashioned songwriting was fictional, and nowadays we conflate the work that an artist puts out with that artist. Because of social media, I think a lot of that has been like, oh, well, you said this and you meant this literally, and there's a lot of good space for fantasy and fictional and a lot of stuff, and I love that this album is a journey and uses high fantasy to speak about real life, because Tank doesn't have anything Gucci related.
we have no Gucci.
I have no Gucci.
I'm about to do a nice thing for you, Tank. Here comes my Gucci watch.
Merle just
it really
gave
is.
Tank
look, she
his
looked
Gucci
at it
watch.
First. She looked at it first, but she said,
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Give me that back. Give me that back.
But, one more thing. I'm so sorry. I hope not to interrupt. But I love that our album actually stuck to its title. To me, a lot of people put out albums, and they don't speak of that on the album.
At all.
Green is mentioned many times in the album.
It is. But guess what?
Many references.
Guess and if what? You one cool thing, though, that I noticed with a lot of other albums versus our album, there's no title track, right? Voodoo didn't have a title track. There was no
song on Voodoo called Voodoo.
But a lot of other albums, like, thank
you. Like Dangerous.
Did he have a song called Dangerous?
Yes.
See?
And Bad.
Think Tank didn't have a song called Think Tank either. It's so funny, yo. It's like you expect the title track to be in the album somewhere, but this was totally different.
Oh, I don't be expecting it, but
I look for it sometimes in certain people.
Okay.
It's like, oh. Okay. Marvin Gaye, I Want You, the album called I Want You. I was like, oh,
that makes sense. Cats be doing that.
Yeah. Well, guys, thanks so much for the chat. You know, just super, super quick, though, because the last time I saw you guys.
Wait, I wasn't done.
Please, sir. The floor is yours. Go
on. Last but not least.
He forgot what I was about to say.
It's on his face. But yeah. I think the album has been a huge lesson on trusting the process. A lot of times we don't know what the outcome is going to be. And a lot of times we just sit there and we kind of like just go with the flow. And it comes out perfect every time. And it's nothing but God. It's nothing but like...
Straight up.
Our energy's been like together, cohesive together and sync.
His hands are moving together.
Yes. Together. Or whatever. Togetherness and forgetfulness. Now I'm playing. But.
So what you mean, bro?
But yeah, it was a huge lesson though, as far as that goes or whatever. Like, you have to trust the process. Don't worry about it, or else that would cause like blockage.
Don't try to force it either.
That would keep you from creating. What the music is supposed to be.
I agree with that.
If you don't trust the process.
Fact, too.
Yeah.
Fact.
It took years.
Not that
many. It didn't take that many years.
Since London, we started this.
It's 2015.
That's a minute for an album. Not everybody do it. And guess what? It don't feel like it took years. Because we was working Think Tank until the wheels came off. But Green Balloon came out just in time for us and our fans.
Excited to play new music.
Oh, we're
stage.
Ready.
I'm
we're
so happy to play new music.
Yeah, we've been flipping old songs.
Yeah,
too.
Oh my God.
We've been flipping over. You didn't know the thing had three sides. You thought it was two sides. No. That's three faces.
Yeah.
Well, I will speak to that. For people listening who have never seen you guys live, please go see them live because it's really fucking fun.
And check out Live Vibes too. Our album right before we put on.
Oh, the EP we dropped, right?
A little EP just to get a little taste.
That is a vibe.
Have you checked out
Complete
Vibes?
Complete freestyle.
A lot to Spotify.
Yeah, man.
Complete freestyle. It was so fun.
Yeah. Wow.
Be on the lookout for Live Vibes 3.
No.
Tank of the Vegas, thanks so much for that. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
And just to let you guys know, in terms of like wildness that we've had on like this series so far, you guys have beaten out Greta Van Fleet. They were probably the wildest like chatterboxes to have amongst each other, but you guys have them beaten. So
yes,
wait,
that is not a good
thing. We didn't know that was a thing. Maybe we should push a little further, guys.
No, man.
We beat them in shape.
Wait, man,
I got a secret.
Man, I'm secret.
They hate press date, and then when they get up and
they can't stop talking.
They can't stop talking.
That's the secret, bro. Right? That is
it's
the secret.
So
that is the secret to getting good press.
For everybody but me.
Enjoy the
artist.
Artists in a nutshell.
I'm mostly speaking for Norman.
Real talk. Sometimes I'll be driving to go. When it be too much,
and
I'm
he's
like,
still talking.
I'll be like, talking
he
got
to he gotta let you know
like,
what's
I'll
up.
Say, no, first give me a mic, because I got something else to say.
I'll be like, I'll be
you're
like,
not ready to go.
I'll
you ready
like,
to talk.
Yeah, I'm ready to talk. Give me another drink and another bottle of water.
And while somebody else talking, everybody be like this.
Guys, thanks so much, and I'll see you in June.
Yeah, you will. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Man, you ain't going nowhere. This ain't done.
Wait!
Why do they run away?
Buddy, buddy, buddy.
Leave me alone. Why can I make you stay? I saw you through a universe once. That wasn't the type of shit you see.